Title: Naming and Color Coding for Fast Sessions Without Third-Party Plugins Beginner. All right, let's build a drum and bass Ableton Live session that feels fast, clean, and impossible to get lost in. No third-party plugins, no template packs, just stock Ableton features and a system that makes your brain go oh, there it is instantly. Here's the big idea. In fast drum and bass production, speed is mostly speed of decisions. If your session is messy, you burn creative energy just searching, scrolling, and second-guessing. If your session is organized, you make musical decisions faster, you commit sooner, and you stay in that locked-in mode longer. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a DNB-ready layout with color-coded groups, consistent names, essential return tracks, print lanes for resampling, and arrangement locators for structure. And the real win is, you can open this project 2 weeks from now and still understand everything in about 5 seconds. Let's jump in. First, pick a color palette and commit to it. This is more important than it sounds. You're training your eyes. If drums are always one color in every project, you stop thinking and start navigating. Here's a simple palette that works really well. Drums are red. Bass is purple. Music or synths are blue. Atmos and FX are green. Vocals are yellow. Returns and utility tracks are gray. And your reference track is white or something very bright. In Ableton, you just right-click on the track header and choose Assign Track Color. Do that immediately, every time you add something. Make it a reflex. If you do nothing else from this lesson, do that. Consistency is the whole game. Quick coaching note, think of color as role, not sound. Bright colors should be your foreground elements, like your main snare or lead hook. Darker shades are support layers, like ghost notes, extra percussion, foley, background atmos. When you're tired at 1 a.m. your eyes will still find the important stuff. Next, build your group structure. Open arrangement view, and we're going to create the big buckets first. Don't overcomplicate this. For most DNB, you really only need a few main groups. Drums, bass, music, FX or atmos, vocals, optional, and a reference track. Start with drums as a group, and color it red. Inside, add tracks for the common DNB drum layers. You can adjust later, but this is a great starting point. DR kick, DR snare, DR clap, optional, DR hats, DR tops, like rides and shakers, DR perk, DR break A for your main break, DR break B for variations and fills. Now, naming rules. This is where beginners level up fast. Use a prefix for category. DR, BS, Moo, FX, Vox, Ref. Use all caps for the major lanes, because it stays readable when you zoom out. And keep it short. Category plus function. Why this matters in drum and bass specifically, you're often stacking tight one shots with break layers. If you let those become audio 47 and audio 52, you will lose time every single session. And you'll also make worse decisions because you can't see what's happening at a glance. Now make your bass group, color it purple. Inside, create, BS sub, your pure sine or clean sub layer, BS mid, the res or growl midrange, BS top, distorted texture or high layer, and BS resample, an audio track you'll use to print takes. That BS resample track is a secret weapon. DNB bass often becomes a process of printing, chopping, resampling, and recommitting. If you always have that lane ready, you'll actually do it instead of procrastinating. Now make your music group, color it blue. Add tracks like Moo Chords, Moo Lead, Moo Stab, Moo Pad / ATM, if you want. Then FX or Atmos, color it green. Add FX Riser, FX Downlifter, FX Impact, FX Noise, FX Foley, optional vocals group in yellow, Vox Main, Vox Chops, and finally, a reference track, Bright White, Ref Track. Drop a reference DNB tune in there, something close to your vibe. And later we'll talk about mapping locators to it too, which is super powerful. Now here's a workflow habit that makes all of this feel pro immediately. Collapse groups when you're not editing them. Treat Ableton like a clean console with folders, not a never-ending scroll of lanes. Next, returns. This is where you get speed and consistency. Create 3 return tracks, color them gray, and name them immediately, not later. Now, return 1, RVB short, return 2, DLY ping, return 3, DRM crush. RVB short is your short reverb, like a room or plate that gives drums and stabs a sense of space without washing them out. Use hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode, with a decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then EQ8 after it, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz to keep your low end clean. If the snare gets harsh, Do a small dip around 2 to 4K. DLY ping is your ping pong delay. Use Echo, set it to ping pong. Try 1/8 or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter out the lows so it doesn't muddy the mix. Add utility if you want extra width, something like 120 to 140%, but don't go crazy. Wide delays are fun until your mix collapses in mono. And DRM crush is your parallel drum smash. This is a classic DNB move. On this return, add drum bus with drive and crunch, but keep boom off or very low. DNB kicks can get messy fast if you're boosting low end in a parallel chain without control. Then add glue compressor, ratio 4 to 1, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how aggressive you want it. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Then EQ8. High pass at maybe 30 to 60 Hz, and optionally dip 200 to 400 if it's boxy. Teacher tip. Think of this return as an instant heavier drums knob. Instead of overprocessing each drum channel, you send into the crush bus and blend it. Faster, cleaner, more consistent. Next, utility lanes. These don't make the track sound better directly, they make you faster. And speed is the theme. Create a few gray tracks. SE kick. A ghost sidechain trigger if you want it. Print drums. Print bass. For print bass, set audio from to your bass group, or a specific bass bus if you later create one. Set monitor to in, arm it, and record when you want to print resamples. Now resampling becomes a normal part of the workflow, not a whole ugh routing event. SE kick is useful if you want your sidechain pattern independent from your actual kick arrangement. For example, maybe your kick drops out for a fill, but you still want the bass to duck in a consistent way. A ghost trigger solves that. For a stock sidechain setup, go to BS mid, add compressor, enable sidechain, set audio from to DR kick or SC kick. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo and feel. Then pull threshold down until the ducking feels tight. You're not looking for pumping house, you're looking for clean space for the kick and snare to hit. Now, naming clips like you mean it. DNB projects usually have a lot of variations, different drops, different break edits, different bass takes. If you don't name clips clearly, you end up auditioning by guessing. Use a clip naming format like section_pattern_notes. Examples: drop a two-step main, drop a snare ghosts, intro break top 170, B down Atmos swell, drop B bass resampled 01. In Ableton, click the clip and press CMD or Ctrl plus R to rename. If you want, you can also color clips so drop clips are slightly brighter, but don't overdo clip colors early on. Track colors are the main navigation system. Next, arrangement locators. This is the part that stops you looping 8 bars for 3 hours. At around 174 BPM, a common DNB structure is intro, 16 or 32 bars, build, 8 or 16 bars, drop A, 32 bars, breakdown, 16 bars, drop B, 32 bars. Outro, 16 bars. Click the top timeline, right-click, add locator. Name them with numbers so they stay sorted. 01 intro, 02 build, 03 drop A, 04 break, 05 drop B, 06 outro. And here's an upgrade that really helps. Add locators that tell you what to do, not just where you are. For example, drop a strip element's last 8. Break new hook preview. Drop EVAR snare or new bass call. Those reminders keep your arrangement progressing instead of staying in loop mode. Now let's improve your naming system even more with a couple coach-level upgrades. First, make name sortable, not just readable. If you add a two-digit index after the prefix, your tracks keep their order even as the session grows. So instead of DR kick and DR snare, try DR01 kick, DR02 snare, DR03 hats, and for bass, BS01 sub, BS02 mid, BS03 top. This matters when a 20-track set becomes an 80-track set and you're adding new layers. The order stays clean. Second, use status tags when you're moving fast. At the end of a track name, add brackets like WIP for still being written, lock for don't touch, arrangement approved, CHK for needs a decision like tuning or phase. So you might have BS02 mid CHK. DR break a lock. This is especially helpful if you come back later and you're like, wait, was this the final snare or just an idea? The tag tells you instantly. Third, the one-letter rule for editing lanes. Inside a group like DR hats, you might be zoomed way out. If your track names are too long, you can't read them. So keep the group descriptive, but keep sublanes ultra short. HATC for closed, HATO for open, HATS for shuffle. That's it. Your eyes will thank you. Now a quick note on mixing mindset, bus thinking. When you're ready, you can use suffixes like bus, wet, dry, sidechain. For example, DR snare bus, VS mid wet, moo chord sidechain. A varied EN beat example. If you layer three snares, name them by roll. DR snare top, DR snare body, DR snare snap. Route them to DR snare bus. Then on the bus, use stock devices like a Q8 for cleanup, glue compressor for glue, and saturator for edge. And while we're here, phase sanity check, fast and simple. Anytime you layer a kick or snare and it suddenly sounds hollow, throw utility on one layer, and hit phase invert left and right briefly. Pick the setting that gives more weight and less weirdness. Then remove utility, or leave it if you need it. It's a massive time saver. Next, browser speed, because this is part of workflow too. In Ableton, star your most used stock devices, utility, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, auto filter, drum bus, hybrid reverb, echo. Also star a few Gota samples. When your browser is fast and your session is organized, you basically have a complete speed kit without installing anything extra. Now let's do a quick mini practice exercise so this becomes real, not just theory. Make a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. Build the groups and tracks. Drums with about 8 tracks. Bass with 4 tracks including resample. Music with 3 tracks. Effects with 3 tracks. 3 returns. RVB short. DLY ping. DRM crush. 2 print lanes. Print drums and print bass. Color everything with your palette rules. Add locators. 01 intro, 02 build, 03 drop A, 04 break, 05 drop B, 06 outro. Then create one simple 16-bar drum idea. A clean 2-step kick and snare on DR kick and DR snare. Add a break loop on DR break A. Name the main drum clip. Drop a 2-step break layer. And finally, save this as a template. DNB 170 workflow template V1. When you reopen it, the goal is instant clarity. You should know where everything lives immediately. If you want a homework challenge to lock this in, here it is. Save a version 2, DNB 170 workflow template V2. Implement sortable naming with indices like DR01, DR02, BS01, BS02. Add status tags to 6 tracks, whip, lock, or CHK. Add 2 muted swap lanes for quick/B. DR snare alt and BS mid alt. Then record 3 8-bar bass resamples and name them. Drop a BS resamp 01, 02, and 03. Pick the best one. Color it slightly brighter and tag it lock. Alright, recap. A consistent naming prefix system like DR, BS, MU, FX, BOX, REF keeps your projects readable. A fixed color palette makes navigation automatic. This audio version is shortened for playback.